Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to help you, to educate you, to teach you, give you the information you need to fight the insurance companies once you've been injured. Once you become an injured victim, these insurance companies try to find ways to not pay you, to reduce your claim, to mitigate your claim, to lowball your claim. And then once it's over, it's done forever. Have you signed the papers? They pay you a lower sum. They pay you a lowball sum, and you're done forever. And your injuries probably last forever. And did they pay you a fair amount? Did they give you fair compensation? Were you represented properly? You can call us anytime. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can go to our website. You can email us. You can ask any question you want. And if you come in, you get a free initial consultation, but also you get a free legal game plan. We give you a legal game plan, a game plan tailored to you, your circumstances, your accidents, your injury. And guess what? That gives you the information and the knowledge as to what the insurance company is going to try to do against you, how they're going to try to beat you, what you need to do to preserve your claim, what you need to do to protect yourself. It's a legal game plan. We've developed over 25 years of representing injured victims. You can't be without this. Give us a call. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Make an appointment. You get a free initial consultation, and you get a free legal game plan. Okay, today's information we're talking about, as you know, we cover a different injury subject each week on these shows, and we also have a Saturday live call-in show on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and you can ask any question on any legal subject in that call-in show, but these shows right here are for injury subjects, and today we're talking about our typical example. You're injured in a car crash, and don't forget, we do workers' compensation cases, we do all kinds of injury cases, but we do car crash cases, and we've done them all over the state of Colorado for years. Big ones, medium, small ones. We do them very, very well. We have a lot of experience at this. So our typical example, you've been injured in a car crash. You're a victim now. You talk to the insurance company. They're not going to pay you. They're finding out ways to lowball you. And they use all these strange terms to you. And these strange terms affect you. They affect your recovery. You need to know what they mean. So, Brad, let's talk with the first one about the first one. They say, well, we can't pay you. Because, you know, guess what? I'm sorry, you've got a pre-existing condition. Therefore, since you had a pre-existing condition, I guess they think your claim is all over with.
Well, it's pretty surprising what they want to do with that kind of situation. They'll say there's a pre-existing condition. And, you know, we start with the basic principle, and we should start with the basic principle and a simple rule, that a driver who is 100% at fault is responsible for the injuries they cause. Now, if we start with that basic rule, they're 100% responsible for the accident, for the injuries they cause, then what happens is you start trying to talk about what injuries they caused in the accident, and insurance companies love to look and say, we're going to pay you next to nothing because you have a pre-existing condition, and they're saying the pre-existing condition means that you were already hurt in that area. Not that you were more susceptible to an injury in that area. We're going to talk about that later. But they're going to say you were already hurt in that area. You already had problems. You already had chronic pain. You already had a previous injury in that area that was already a condition that you were dealing with. Now, insurance companies love this argument because they know that by the time you're hitting driving age, and for sure, after you've been driving for 10 or 15 years, you're talking to people in their late 20s, early 30s, 40s, even people age 17, 18. They know they've had these previous pains in their back. They know they've had previous pains in their neck. And the first thing they try and do, and this is one of the reasons, Gary, why they try and get all the records from you, is they're looking for any time you've gone to the doctor and complained about a neck pain, about a back pain, about any kind of pain that they can look and they can say, aha, you've had pain. Now let's look at that pain and see what caused it. Aha, you've got some vertebrae problems. You've got some disc problem. You've got degenerative disc disease. And because you've got those, you've got a pre-existing condition that is actually what's causing your pain and not our car accident.
Right. You know, and we hear this all the time. You got a pre-existing condition. Your client has a pre-existing condition. Well, so what? You got me. But the problem is this, so what? You need to know how to approach it. Because if you don't, they're going to eat your lunch. They're going to bar your claim. They're going to mitigate your claim. They're going to reduce it to almost nothing. You're going to live with these injuries the rest of your life. And let's face it. And some of these injuries, Brad, some of these car accident cases, I mean, they're like, your life is turned upside down. Last week, you were okay. You had the car accident. You're not okay. You're not the same. It's not the same thing. You're not energetic. You're not whole. You're not uninjured. You are injured. But some people can't work. Some people can only work part-time. These are all factors that have to be taken into consideration. So they're looking for a way to beat you down, to demoralize you, and to lowball your claim and pay you next to nothing. And one of the ways they do it is by saying you had a pre-existing condition. And Brad is exactly right. They want to get all your records, which you're not going to do. You're not going to give them all your records because we've covered this in other shows. The case of Alcon versus Spicer, not going to repeat it here. But they want to look at all your records. And let's use an example. Suppose they get your records and they say, you know, but 2 years before this accident, you went to a chiropractor and complained about a sore neck or a sore low back. Your answer is, I went to the chiropractor once or twice. Your answer is, I go to the chiropractor for adjustments. I wasn't even injured. Your answer is, I was working out in the yard and doing yard work, and I got a sore back. I went to the chiropractor once, and it was resolved. But they say, oh, you've got a low back problem. You've got a neck problem that you had 2 years before this accident. Therefore, you have a pre-existing condition. Therefore, that's very bad for you, they say, and therefore, we're not going to pay you. So that's the start. I mean, there's many of these tricks they use, many of these doctrines they use, they try to use against you. But pre-existing condition is one of them. And so, Brad, let's talk about the fact that, how do you beat or use or attack this pre-existing condition situation?
Well, the first thing is you've got to make absolutely sure that from your car accident, you start talking to a doctor if you're hurt and you start getting some medical care. And you talk to the doctor about whether or not this is your pre-existing condition, which has caused your problems, or the car accident that caused the problems. Good doctors will be able to say, well, let's look at the triggering event. Let's look at what caused the mechanism of injury. What caused your pain? Why do you suddenly have this pain? And they're going to talk about the fact that this pain comes from the car accident. It does. No, nobody's going to argue that it may also come from the fact that you have degenerative discs that aren't like they were when you were 5 years old or 6 years old. They're not like they were when you were 16 or 17. They may say that, look, you have certain conditions that exist in your back or in your vertebrae or in your neck that obviously have been triggered and now trigger pain. But the good doctors are going to look and they're going to say, let's talk about what triggered your pain. What mechanism, what event caused you to start being unable to turn your neck or turn your back or caused you to not be able to sit comfortably or be able to do things? And they're going to look to the fact that maybe you have a pre-existing condition, but what you have is the causation for your pain and your limitations in life comes from the car accident.
Yeah, and they say, don't just let them use the word pre-existing condition and throw it in your face. Don't let them do this, because pre-existing condition, okay, 2 years ago I went to the chiropractor and said I had a sore neck or a sore low back. I went for two visits and I was done. My symptoms resolved. I didn't have a sore back at the time of the accident. I had no symptoms at the time of this accident. What are you talking about, pre-existing condition? That's how they try to beat you. You had a sore neck, they beat you down. Oh, I can't recover for that. Yes, you can. Now, let's talk about how you approach this. Pre-existing condition. The law in Colorado is you can recover. Even if you have a pre-existing condition, listen to this. You can recover even if you have a pre-existing condition if the accident made the pre-existing condition worse. So let's say, instead of saying you had a neck problem or low back problem 2 years before the accident and no intervening symptoms, let's say you had symptoms right up to the time of the accident. You had a low back problem, and now your low back problem is three times as bad as it was before the accident. You had symptoms the week before the accident. You had symptoms the day before the accident. Now, we're going to get to the other side when you didn't have symptoms for 2 years or a year, but right now, let's assume you had symptoms right before the accident. Well, the law says if the accident aggravated, meaning made worse, if it made worse those pre-existing conditions, if it made your low back pain two times as bad, and then also if you had disc problems now that you didn't have before, you had muscle problems before the accident, now you got a disc problem. So if it made it worse, if it made your low back pain worse and limited you more, you can recover for that.
And that's what you have to pay attention to. So first of all, and you'll understand this when we cover the thin skull doctrine here in a minute, but first of all, it has to be determined it's actually a pre-existing condition versus you're in a thin skull doctrine situation, which is a different theory altogether, but overlaps with pre-existing condition. But the bottom line is that were you requiring treatment? If you required treatment within, let's say, the month or 2 months prior to the accident, then you probably have an aggravation of a pre-existing condition. If you're in a second accident, if you had an accident and 4 months later, while you're treating for the injuries from the first accident, you get in a second accident, it makes those same injuries worse, you've got an aggravation of a pre-existing condition. But that's where you get with the doctors and you start sorting out how much worse this made your condition. How much worse did it make your injury or the problems you have? And when we say the problems you have, we mean, once again, the problems as it equates to what you can do in life, whether you live in pain, and whether or not you need medical care for the condition.
Right. We got a break coming up. But right after the break, I want you to hear and know and understand and learn the law of pre-existing condition versus the law of what Brad referred to as the thin skull doctrine, the law of what's now covered in the McLaughlin case. You need to understand the differences because they are huge and they pertain to your recovery. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We've been in business for over 25 years helping injured victims. We can help you. Give us a call, 303-795-5900-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, 870-8989, and always, anytime, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollack Legal Show. We're here for you. We are injury attorneys, and don't forget our Saturday morning live call-in show, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on the AM dial, 6:30 AM, KHOW, KKZN, 7:60 AM. Don't forget it. And in the mountains, it's on KBCR. You can listen to us. You can give us a call. We'll answer your question on any legal subject. And that show, these shows, are injury subjects. Today, we were talking about pre-existing condition versus the thin skull doctrine. Sounds kind of weird. What are you guys talking about? Here's what we're talking about. Look, if you've got symptoms, this is critical for your recovery. If you've got symptoms up to the time of the accident, let's just say low back, and you're injured in the accident, and now your low back is three times worse. Then you got to do an analysis and separate it out, and it was made worse. But what was made worse? What was made worse? As Brad just said a minute ago, you might have a slipped disc that you didn't have before. You had muscle strain in your low back before, which gave you symptoms, but now you've got a slipped disc, a herniated disc, an HNP. Now you've got a retrolisthesis. So you've got to understand and get into the medicine of what made it worse. That's how you win these cases, because they're responsible for any pre-existing condition and when they made it worse. Now, Brad, let's talk about the fact. Now, that example led to the assumption that you had symptoms right up to the time of the accident. Let's take the opposite. Let's say, like in our previous example, you had a back problem 2 years before the accident. You had a symptom, you had your low back hurts, you went to the chiropractor one time, two times, it all resolved, you never went back to the doctor again. Now you come up, you have this accident, now you got back problems. Again, you need to separate it out, but you get a different law that applies, and that's McLaughlin and the thin skull doctrine.
Sure, and this comes up to the thought of this. When we talk about this a lot of times in our cases, and we try and get people to understand, and sometimes it's very hard to get them to understand it, Gary. Because we'll talk about a person getting hurt, and let's make it a simple situation. A person's in a car accident, and it breaks their arm, and they need their arm to be reset and cast, and they're supposed to get recovery. Well, quite often we'll talk about now that person is more susceptible to injury to that arm than they were before. They're going to walk around with a problem with that arm. It's weaker. It's weaker. There's been a break in the bone. It's not as strong. And that means they have a thin skull, or they have a thin area, part that's more susceptible to injury. Well, that happens in regular life too. As you go through life, you go through different events, things occur. Your body reacts in different ways. Your body degenerates. It loses some of its strength. It makes you more susceptible to an injury. And more susceptible to being hurt because of the impact that occurs. When that happens, you're dealing with the thin skull doctrine because you're more susceptible. You don't have a pre-existing condition. Maybe you did have a condition that was years prior that you're no longer treating for, but the bottom line is, although it's healed, it's weaker, and therefore the accident can cause it to be hurt.
Exactly, and so since it's weaker, you're more susceptible. All right, so you got two scenarios here. We need to get them clear. One scenario is you've got symptoms in a body part, let's say low back, symptoms right up to the time of the accident or close to the accident. For example, you went to the doctor or chiropractor a week or two or three before the accident, and you reported low back problems, low back pain, and then you're in this accident and your low back is much worse. You can still recover. Don't let them talk to you about a pre-existing condition. If your pre-existing condition was made worse, you can recover for that. If you have other injuries that are new, you can recover for those. Now, the other scenario is that you had a low back problem maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 6 months before the accident, but you never went back to the doctor, and you never had any more intervening symptoms. 6 months ago, you went to the doctor for low back pain, one-time visit, gave you some medication, never went back. 6 months of nothing, 6 months of no intervening symptoms. Now you come up and you have the accident. An entirely different law applies to the situation. As Brad just said, it's called the thin skull doctrine. That's what the legal doctrine is called. Sounds kind of weird. Thin skull doctrine, it means you're more susceptible to injury because you're in a more vulnerable position because you had a pre-injury or pre-symptoms to that area of your body, like the back, and therefore you can recover for it. But let me tell you something. The jury instruction on thin skull doctrine says, in determining the amount of plaintiff's damages, that's you, the jury, cannot reduce the amount of or refuse to award any damages because of any let's say, low back condition of the plaintiff may have had that made him more susceptible to injury, disability, or impairment. Therefore, if you had the low back condition and no symptoms intervening, then you have the accident, you get a more favorable jury instruction, and the jury has to follow the law. And that, you know, that's the way this works. That's why it's important to separate these things out.
So quite often, the way you'll get confused, because this is what the adjusters like to do, they'll talk to you about a pre-existing condition, which is an ongoing condition. It's symptomatic. It's something you're having to deal with on a regular basis, and it's required treatment on a regular basis. Okay, that's one thing. And you aggravate that in accident. And if that happens, you need to apportion. You're going to apportion out how much the accident caused that pre-existing condition. Now, sometimes you'll hear the adjusters talk about a predisposition, which is the thin skull doctrine. That is a condition that is asymptomatic. You haven't had symptoms. It leaves you in a weakened state, but it's not an ongoing active condition that requires treatment. So you've got to think about it. Okay, I'm in a weakened state from things that occurred in my life, but I'm not aggravating a pre-existing condition. And Gary, another area of this that people will understand is concussions.
Right.
A concussion. You get a concussion if you're still treating for it, if you're still having to care for it and you're still having symptoms and you get hurt again, you're aggravating the concussion. But if you had a concussion 10 years ago and it's gone, we now know you're more susceptible to a head injury. You're more susceptible to concussions, but that doesn't mean you're aggravating a pre-existing condition.
That's a perfect example, Brad. And everybody understands that these days with the NFL concussions and all the litigation about concussions, everybody understands that. But that simple theory can be applied and should be applied to you and your injury. Let's say you had a low back condition. We keep using that. But it can apply to a neck condition, arm condition, rib condition, heart condition. It can apply to anything. But just don't let them take advantage of you. And I think you can see right now that you need attorneys who understand the medicine, who understand the law, who understand how to meet with the doctors to try to get the doctor's opinion, legitimate opinions, to separate out what was caused by the accident and what wasn't caused by the accident. Another thing, Brad, that I think we can reduce a lot of confusion on or eliminate some confusion. Let's say you had a pre-existing condition. Let's say you had symptoms right up to the time of the accident. And we just described what that would be. It could be 2 weeks before, a month before. But you had symptoms low back. Now your low back is much worse. Okay, you're going to try to separate that out. And you might have now a slipped disc. You might have now neurological injury. You might have nerve injury. You might have a combination of them. You might have a nerve impingement. You might need a discectomy. You might need a decompression surgery. You might need injections. You never needed those before. So that's very, very important. Very important for you to know and how to prove and how to separate it out. But it's very important that your attorneys know this so they can go after it and get you the maximum recovery. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We're glad to do it. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. That's so important in our law firm, we've trademarked protected it. We've developed it over 25 years of working with injured victims. We can give it to you for free. If you come see us, a free legal game plan, you'll understand what to do and what you can do and what you can't do. So, Brad, let's go back to this pre-existing condition a second. If you get a pre-existing condition instruction, it says that you might have to separate it out, and we can't go through every element. But I think what people don't understand, so as they had a pre-existing condition, maybe a symptom before the accident, right before the accident, then the way it works is the doctor can say, I attribute 20% to a pre-existing condition and 80% to the accident. And that's an example, but that's how that works.
Right. And we've talked before about a defense technique, defense theory or way of approaching a case is to try and cause confusion. And they can cause confusion by arguing pre-existing and saying, well, only 80% of your injury is related to the accident, or only 60% because you had this pre-existing condition where 40% has to be attributed to the pre-existing condition. And if you get past that threshold where they're allowed to put that evidence on, they're now going to be able to put doubt in the minds of the jurors. They're going to be able to make an argument to the jurors to convince them that this is the situation, that you should be apportioning part of the injury to some other problem.
Right. So we got a commercial coming up, but after the break, we're going to wrap this up and tell you exactly how to approach this. We've covered, thin skull doctrine. We've covered the McLaughlin case, and we'll put it all together for you. This is the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We're glad to talk to you. If you've been injured, you can call us 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989 anytime, anywhere. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We're glad to give you our information. We're glad to share this with you. Okay, Brad, let's kind of just wrap this up. If you've got a pre-existing condition, you can recover for it. Do not let them convince you otherwise. If you've got a condition that's called a thin skull situation, you can still recover for that, and do not let them talk you out of it.
Right. In the thin skull, you're going to be talking 100%. You have 100% right to recover 100% of the injury and the problem. In the pre-existing, they're going to try and apportion on you. You want to make sure that you're not being tagged into a pre-existing condition case when it's not true, when you haven't been having symptoms, when you haven't been getting treatment, or when there's been a sizable or a significant amount of time between the time of the treatment and the symptoms and the time of the accident.
If you have any questions, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Go there. You can have live chats. You can email us. You can call us. We'll be glad to talk to you. You can meet with us for free. You can get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we are Colorado's premier injury law firm, Bell and Pollack, and we will see you next week.